First thing will be the approval of the agenda, Mr. Lawson.
Okay, thank you, Mr. President and members of council. Good morning. At this time, we have no recommended amendments to today's agenda.
Can I motion to approve the agenda?
You got one.
Motion, Mr. Wilson. Second.
Second.
Mr. Arlett. Any questions on the motion? Take a vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. We have the minutes of January 12th. Any corrections, concerns? Hearing none, they'll stand approved. Correspondent, Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. The first two letters are appreciation for actually food and non-perishable canned goods and four turkeys that were donated to both Eagle's Nest and Home of the Brave Foundation, Inc. And then we have several letters thanking for the more traditional donations of council. And they are from the Catholic Charities, the New Hope Center, and Vision to Learn, and the H4 Initiative, Help Harry Halt Hunger. And that is all, Mr. President.
Any correspondence from council? Correspondence from council. I got a couple here. One from the Boys and Girls Club, Dagsboro Boys and Girls Club, thanking council for their annual contribution to them. Primero Pasos Board thanking the council for the human service grant for them. And the Seaver Community Food Closet thanking council for their donations we sent them from the Caroling on the Circle food that we supply them with. Public comments, Mr. Guy. Paul Rigger.
Good morning.
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 Basically, in the packet today, I saw with the pension board, with their appointments and everything else like that, in regards to what I was speaking about with the planning and zoning and the Board of Adjustments with their appointments and terms. The pension board, it seems like this one was done correctly before they were due to their terms to end. They all are being reappointed this afternoon, I guess at your pleasure, or however that works, to keep that one current. I don't understand how that board, if theirs are just coming up, but they're completely on time, doing it correctly. I still don't understand why we don't have the Board of Adjustments up to their appointed time in that nature. The second thing is with the planning board, at their last meeting or whatever, they were talking about the districts again, where they don't match your districts for what they cover, as you have certain ones covering from Rehoboth all the way up to Georgetown, almost Bridgeville. One of them actually goes in the four districts. If he went a little bit up, he would be in Councilman Vincent's district. Make it real simple. It's going to come down, I would assume, the planning board and the Board of Adjustments, what areas they're supposed to represent is going to come down to what yous agree on. You should keep it simple. Just make it match your own districts where they're at. Second thing is with the different code changes and with different things that you read in the news articles, with who's running, who's not running, and what's going on. For the last 2 years, I've been bringing up with these little minor tweaks to the county code. I would prefer not to wait till 2018 for the comprehensive plan to do it. There are certain ones that are minor that should be real simple and just start taking care of little issues. It's not to infringe on anybody's rights, just to improve it a little bit and tweak it. It's like this morning on the radio, I heard people have lost shingles. Other municipalities come through, they put down, they change their nail patterns on their shingles from 4 to 6. Gives them a little bit better higher wind thing. And it's just simple fixes that you can do to prevent things. It's not a major change of the code, not infringing on people's rights. It's just keeping things in check. Thank you.
Thank you. Dan Kramer.
My name is Dan Kramer. I wonder if any one of you guys can even read.
or don't bother to read. 2 weeks ago, you approved the minutes, and there's a big flaw in them minutes. I'd like to know why you don't read it and correct. You have this stuff corrected before it ever comes in front of the board. Thank you.
Next thing, we have a consent agenda, two items, wastewater agreement number 733-8, Sussex County Project 81-04, Bishop's Landing Phase 4, the Millville expansion of Bethany Beach Sanitary Sewer District, and wastewater agreement number 1001-1, Sussex County Project 81-04, Redden Farm, a.k.a. Redden Ridge Phase 2, West Road expansion of Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District. Any questions on those? Entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda.
So
moved. Motion, Mrs. Deaver, second.
Second.
Mr. Arlette, any questions? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlette.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Next item of business is the County Administrator's Report for January 26, 2016. Item number one. There were 41,725 pounds of recycled material received at the Recycle Delaware Pods at the West Complex in Georgetown during the months of October, November, and December. Attached are the reports received for each month. Item 2, per the attached Engineering Department fact sheet, Senators Phase 2D received substantial completion effective January 11th. Item number 3, as you are aware, Sussex County experienced a nor'easter of historic magnitude over the weekend. I want to take a moment to recognize and thank the county personnel who worked during the storm to ensure our residents and visitors remained safe while the storm pounded our coast and left over a foot of snow in some areas and historic flooding in others. The county staff, including our paramedics, Environmental Service Division, Buildings and Grounds, and those in the Emergency Operations Center worked throughout the weekend to ensure the safety and well-being of the county was maintained and coordinated our response to the storm's historic impacts. Now that the storm has passed, county emergency managers are asking property owners and residents affected by the weekend storm to submit information on any damage to homes and businesses so officials can map the reports and gain a clear sense of what issues the winter nor'easter left in its wake. Members of the public who experience any storm-related damage to their properties can report incidents to the Sussex County Emergency Operations Center by calling the EOC at 302-856-7366. Property owners and residents should be prepared to provide details about the type of damage suffered, what caused it, the location, and whether they have insurance. Damage must be from the result of the storm between Friday, January 22nd, and Sunday, January 24th. Only businesses and primary residents, not seasonal homes, are eligible. Information collected by the Sussex County EOC will be used for assessment reports that are shared with the Delaware Emergency Management Agency for consideration towards any future federal disaster assistance application. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. And certainly on behalf of the council, all those people involved that worked all weekend, thank them very much. Job well done. A lot of effort put forward to protect the residents of this county, and we thank them for that. Mrs. Jennings.
Good morning, Mr. President, members of council. The first item I have is the Actuarial Consulting Services Award. In December, the Finance Department released a formal request for proposal for actuarial services. The actuary performs analytical tests to determine what the county's required contribution should be to its pension funds, what assumptions should be made to calculate the county's pension liability, and what changes the county can make to ensure its pension is sustainable. We received three complete bids. Kathy Roth, Karen Brewington, and I reviewed the three proposals. On the memo, you would see the scores that we came up with, and they were based on experience and reputation, quality of the organization, capacity to perform, credentials and experience, and price. You'll see in that table that Chiron scored the highest. Specifically, Chiron is being recommended for the following reasons: close proximity to Sussex County, Delaware, experience, which includes 80 current public employee retirement systems, including the state of Delaware, where 60% of our pension fund is invested, 59 credential actuaries on staff, professional presentation, and co-lead approach to perform services. Chiron has guaranteed to keep their costs the same for the next 3 years for the annual actuarial report, which is $31,000, with a cap of 2% each additional year. This cost is in line with what we have been paying with our incumbent actuary. I would like to recommend that we contract with Chiron to provide multiple actuarial services over the next 3 years with the option to renew for additional years. These services include an annual actuary report, an experience study, pension sustainability study, and a report to determine the cost or savings of any plan changes. I have a motion for your consideration.
Move your motion.
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council direct the Finance Director to contract with Chiron to perform various actuary services for a period of 3 years with the option to renew the contract annually after the three-year period.
I'll make the motion.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlett. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I will, yes. Motion carried. Next.
Thank you. The next one is appointment of the pension committee members. Per county code, Sussex County Council shall appoint two community members, a current county employee, and a retired county employee who currently receives a county pension to serve on the county's pension committee. The four-year terms for Mr. David Baker, Mr. Hugh Leahy, and Mr. Jeff James have ended this month. Due to the interest, experience on the committee, and financial involvement outside the committee, administration would like to recommend that Mr. David Baker and Mr. Hugh Leahy continue to serve on the pension committee for another four-year term. In addition, due to Mr. James' recent retirement, a new appointment will need to be made. Administration recommends Kathy Roth. As stated in the code, the committee is responsible to review and periodically advise Sussex County Council on the prudent investment of the pension fund. In addition to her CPA license, Kathy Roth possesses the financial knowledge needed to carry out these responsibilities as demonstrated by Mr. James. And I have a motion for your consideration. Be it moved that the Sussex County Council approve Mr. David Baker, Mr. Hugh Leahy, and Ms. Kathy Roth to the pension committee for a term of 4 years.
I'd like to make that motion.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlett. Any questions?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
How often do they meet?
Quarterly.
Quarterly, okay. Very good, thank you.
Any more questions? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes, and I would like to say, I don't know how you could have found any better folks, and glad they've got time for us. Wonderful.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Well, yes, motion carried. Next, ma'am.
Okay, the next item is the annual financial report, and I'm going to hop right down
please.
There, if
yes,
that's
ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Walk.